sun's gonna shine on everything.
Lighthouse family, and that's Ocean Drive right here on East Point Radio. Very good morning from me, Mark Lindsay. Do hope you're feeling fit and fine and raring to go on a Monday and enjoying the Monday Montage programme every Monday 9 through till 12 noon. Now, at this point on a Monday, we like to invite folks to join us live on the programme and to talk about various activities across the East Anglian region. And it's all part of
Anglia
In Focus
here on East Point Radio. And today it's my pleasure to welcome to the programme Abby Purser, who's a founding director from the Longcroft Luxury Cat Hotel Group, who I hope is joining us live on the programme. Very good morning to you, Abby.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. It's great to hear all about this Luxury Cat Hotel Group. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about us. How did you first get started?
Well, so I used to work for the British Equestrian Olympic team, looking after our Team GB horses. And I decided that I wanted a bit of a career change, so very, very heavily into animal welfare. And I had a lovely rescue cat called Norman, who was jolly old, but used to sleep on my bed, and we loved him to bits, as everybody does with their pussycats, and tried to take him to a cattery. We were going on a family holiday, took him to a cattery, and we were like, oh, bless him, he's come home quite sad and a bit thin. And my mum said to me, well, why don't you run a cat hotel from home? And I went with the idea. We put a planning application in, and I opened the very first Longcroft Cat Hotel in Welwyn Garden City in my home in Hertfordshire, which is still running successfully 14 years later. And the first Christmas I opened, I've only got 6 rooms, and we had 300 people that wanted us to look after their cats. So I thought, well, you know, we really must do something with this. And now we've got 26 locations.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. So you're very much the Savoy Hotel for cats, is that correct?
We are, absolutely. Yes, we are. We're very heavily into our animal welfare. So it was really, you know, pussycats need certain things when they're away from home. You know, they need, everybody wants their grandma or their mum to look after their cats when they're away. And we're the closest you can possibly get to, you know, a family member taking care of your cats. We've got lots of lovely customers. They're all repeat customers, and they trust us with their precious fur babies. But our hotels are all beautifully appointed. We only have between 6 and 8 suites, and the hotel at Creating St. Peter has 8. And LJ is the owner, and she will run the hotel with her lovely family. So the human time for our guests is second to none.
Now, you mentioned Creating St. Peter. Mm. Creating St. Peter, it's near Ipswich, isn't it?
Yes.
And I understand that there's going to be a grand opening of the award-winning luxury cat hotel in Creating St. Peter near Ipswich on Saturday the 5th of October. Tell us about it.
There is indeed, absolutely. Well, we like a bit of a party, us cat ladies. So, yes, we Saturday the 5th of October between 2 and 4. Anybody can come and meet me and my lovely team, and also Jay and her family that will be running the hotel. And we'll be doing tours of the hotel. We will have some nice cupcakes and probably a bit of fizz to celebrate. So yeah, we'd really, you know, really love to welcome anybody that would like to come and have a look, and we can give them a tour of our hotel.
Now, I'm going to ask you for all the details, obviously, again, during this chat we're having,
yeah,
and also contact details of how people can find out more,
absolutely,
literally, about your Luxury Cat Hotel Group. Now, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, I actually have a cat called Domino.
Oh.
And she's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
I've had a number of cats, and I must admit that knowing lots of cat people, if that's the right word, they all say the same thing, how very much they are just like dogs, I suppose, part of the family.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. That I couldn't agree more. And I think cats are probably more sensitive than dogs. You know, you can feed a dog and they'll wag their tail and they'll jump up at you, whereas a cat, really, I mean, if they're not happy, you do see it all over their face. So I think cats are probably quirkier in the behaviour department than dogs, but we're very experienced, and we look after lots of different cats. You know, we look after rescue cats, kittens, elderly cats, cats with medical needs, like diabetes. Veterinary medicine is advancing very quickly, and our pets are living longer, so we do have lots of requests for people that have cats that need medication, which is obviously really quite difficult. If you've got a family member taking care of them at home, it's a bit of a big ask. We keep in touch with our customers as well, which is lovely. We have photo days, so we send lots of lovely regular updates so that our owners don't miss their pussycats when they're away. So it's a lovely offering. All of our suites are fully heated, and they've got lovely... the beautiful garden at Creating St. Peter, which is very full of wildlife and squirrels and lots of lovely things for our guests to take a look at.
I think you're providing a wonderful service there, and a very comprehensive service, as you've been saying, about looking after the medication of your guests, put it that way.
Yeah.
And I think the whole point of... knowing that if you're going away for a short break, a holiday or whatever it might be, a business trip, that there are such wonderful places like your luxury cat hotels, which can offer a comprehensive service, and you don't have to worry about your pets when you go away.
Absolutely. No, I think, and that's the main feedback that we get. You know, once we always joke and say, once a Longcroft cat, always a Longcroft cat, but that's very true. We have lots and lots of repeat customers, which is fantastic. I think we've got probably over all of our locations, they're very consistent, our locations, in terms of the care and the way that they look. I think we've got probably 5,000 five-star reviews, so we're very lucky. Once pussycats have come to us and their owners can be comforted that they've been well fed, cuddled, groomed, and you know we've had good communication right the way through the stay, and they've got them home and they're happy, then they call us the next day and say, right, here's the next five holidays for the next year. So we're very lucky in that respect, that all of our owners come back to us, which is fabulous.
Now, it does sound as though all your guests, put it that way, are very pampered while they're with you and enjoying their stay.
Yeah, well, I think a holiday, when we go on holiday, I always like to think that a holiday is better than your home. So that's kind of what we strive to do, really. We groom our cats, we play with them. You know, if they wanted to have a little bit of a treat, if they're allowed to, such as fresh chicken, we have our a la carte menu, which is, you know, my cat, I don't know about yours, but my cat was always sort of sitting at my knee when I was eating my roast dinner on a Sunday, wanting a piece of chicken.
Very you know, much.
Absolutely, that's where that came from. But we also do, on the side of the coin, we also do, you know, prescription diets. If cats have got renal problems, anything like that, you know, that's not an issue either. People can bring their own food or we can provide it. So I think we do offer something for everybody, which is ultimately what everybody wants. They just want their pets to be, you know, really well taken care of, and they want to have them back with the same personality that they left with, you know. Some feedback again, if cats are not happy, you know, you can really see it all over their face.
Yes, you can. So, very true.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that the new luxury cat hotel, which, as I say, is part of the Longcroft, as I say, in Creating St. Peter near Ipswich, and it'll be your 26th hotel, I understand.
That's correct. Absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's been a journey, you know. The original Longcroft was really only supposed to be one. And it was all down to, you know, Norman, my little rescue cat. And we've grown through demand, really, which is fantastic. We found that we couldn't cope with the requests we were getting, you know, I was always so sorry I'm fully booked, I'm so sorry I'm fully booked. So that's really driven us to grow. We've won lots of awards. We've been very, very lucky. Yeah, I think we've won about 30 awards, that kind of area. And we're up for another one quite soon. So, yeah, I think it's testament to our team. You know, our team are absolutely incredible. We're very lucky. We've got a lovely team of fabulous hotel owners who love their job. They love their cats. And it's a testament, really, to, yeah, the dedication that they put in. And yeah, I think that we're all just great cat lovers. So that really sort of shines through in what we do.
Yes, that's what it's certainly all about. Now, yeah. Can we have some contact details? How can people find out more about the Longcroft Luxury Cat Hotel Group, for a start?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can jump onto our website and you can look at all of our locations and have a read about, you know, the Longcroft Group. So www.longcroftcathotel.co.uk. You can also get in touch with LJ and her family at Creating St. Peter, if that's the location that is the most convenient to you. And their telephone number is 01449 701 429. You can also email, so you can either jump onto the Longcroft website and click on hotels and then click on Longcroft Creating St. Peter. Or you could email them directly, and the email address is simply creatingstpeter@longcroftcathotel.co.uk.
Now, I will ask you for those details. Now, it's one of those sort of things, isn't it? When you've got cats, and I say I've had, and my family have had cats, and my sons have cats as well, and you know, we always find that literally looking at their faces, as you've been telling us, they've got expressions, haven't they? It's unbelievable,
they
really.
Have. Absolutely, no, they have. They're that's why I like them. I think they you cannot, if a cat is disgusted, you cannot do anything. You can feed a dog some chicken and they'll wag at you, but absolutely, they're far more sensitive, I think, and they're actually we do a lot of training with our consultant vet, and we learn about behaviour, and we learn about, you know, if a cat is unhappy, you know, they'll really keep it to themselves. So, you know, cats can be quite poorly, actually, and not really let you know, whereas a dog will, you know, I have a whippet and he has his foot up in the air. If he's, you know, if he's got a tiny bit of grit in it, he's got his foot up in the air and he's telling the whole world. Whereas cats are very different, you know, they really do take a long time to tell you. So we're very tuned into the behaviour. We'll hand feed cats if they need nurturing, and, you know, a lot of them, they will come and they're a little bit shy because they don't know us yet. It's a new environment and they're quite sensitive to new environments, but we'll sit and hand feed them. That's the beauty of just having 8 sweets. I mean, it's an incredible service, really. And yeah, as I say, as close to a family member, really, taking care of your cats, which is really what everybody wants.
Now, there's such a wide variety of different cats, isn't there? And how do you manage all the different varieties? Because you could well have quite a collection in all at the same time.
Oh, yeah, we love it. It's amazing. It's absolutely. And we get quite excited when we take a lot of details from our customers before they arrive with us. So we know who's coming before they've arrived. Yeah, we look after lots of pedigrees. So long-haired cats that might need special grooming requirements. We look after Bengals that are very cheeky and need lots of exercise and stimulation, and they love water. And then on the other side of the coin, we have little rescue cats that might be 17 or 18 years old with no teeth and half a tail that are just as loved. and might need some medication twice a day, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's a real eclectic mix of guests. We love it. Every day is different.
I think it's wonderful, the work you do. Now, let's once again reiterate the Saturday, the 5th of October, from 2 through till 4 p.m.
Yes.
And this is the grand opening of the award-winning luxury cat hotel in Creating St. Peter near Ipswich.
Absolutely. And, yeah, join us.
Is it still? Are there still opportunities for people to come along, or have you got a lot of people who are turning up already, and you can't take in any more?
No, absolutely. I mean, it's an open door policy, so it's 2 till 4. We absolutely, please come and join us. We'd love to show you round. So no, the more the merrier.
That sounds good. Now, can we give out those all-important contact details of how people can find out more, literally, about the Longcraft group itself?
Absolutely, yes. You can jump on our website, which is www.longcroftcathotel.co.uk, or you could email, and the email address going directly to Greeting St. Peter is... greetingstpeter@longcroftcathotel.co.uk. Or if you prefer to pick up the phone and have a chat with LJ about your cats and their requirements, we love to talk to our customers. So that's 01449 701429.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Abby, for talking to us live on East Point Radio today.
Thank you for having me.
It's been absolutely great. And it's lovely to hear that, you know, there are these wonderful places around for cats to come to when their owners are on a short break, a business trip or that sort of thing.
Absolutely. No, I think, do give us a try. I think your pussycats will thank you for it.
I'm sure they will. Thanks, Abby, for joining us. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And you. Then we've been talking to Abby Purser, who's a founding director from the Longcroft Luxury Cat Hotels. And just a reminder, the grand opening of the award-winning Luxury Cat Hotel in Greeting St. Peter is taking place on Saturday, the 5th of October, from 2 p.m. through till 4 p.m. All are welcome. All part of our series
Anglia
In Focus
here on East Point Radio.